Environmental justice advocates and the Indiana Department of Transportation are working to reach middle ground on equity concerns over an electric vehicle charging program. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the federal program aims to set up charging stations along interstates and other major highways to encourage EV adoption.
Environmental justice advocates want to ensure that black and brown communities that have disproportionately suffered from vehicle pollution have access to EV charging, and that Indiana's black-owned businesses get a chance to benefit too. Mario Thomas co-owns MET Construction. He worries the bid packages are just too big for smaller businesses like his.
They're requiring that you control the land, that you're able to bring in all of your own materials, you bring in all your own crews. And if these bigger companies are able to do that in-house, there's no incentive for them to reach out to the community.
NDOT says private entities that aim to partner with small or minority businesses will be more likely to be awarded contracts. But even if they do, Thomas worries workers from those businesses won't actually be put on the job. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
An Indiana Utilities Group already got the bid to build out chargers as part of a legal settlement with Volkswagen. NDOT is asking environmental justice advocates to help the agency set benchmarks to ensure disadvantaged communities have access to EV chargers.